And as we have, I guess we can almost call it a potential crisis situation here within the community. We're fortunate enough to have wonderful efforts from Riley County Emergency Operations Director Pat Collins. And Director Collins is joining us on the phone this morning here at News Radio KMAN. Pat, I know you had a busy evening last night, and boy, there's a lot of information that you would like to share with members of our community this morning. So let's get caught up here.
Well, it looks like the good news is the rise in the lake has leveled out quite a bit. There's still some inflows coming in, but that's what we're watching right now. And I know the Corps of Engineers are crunching some numbers, see if they can still keep that off the top of the dam.
I've seen a number of fascinating photographs of images of the water nearing the top of the gates, and I know that's got to be tremendously unnerving, especially, you know, when you take into consideration what the potential risk is should gates have to be open. What is the current outflow at the tubes this morning?
I believe it's 25,000. They did a change last night around 7 o'clock, between 6 and 7. We knew that based on those numbers, the current Kansas River flow, that it would back up around the Dixie Addition and Countryside Mobile Home Park and some of those places. And I believe this morning it's not on any of those roads, but in the case that it did, we wanted to make sure that people were aware that they could see some flooding around their areas.
I did a drive-by on Casement Road and into the Dix Addition, and I did see some water starting to back up in that field south of Dix, but nowhere anywhere close to any roadways there. I did not check around Countryside, but that was as of about an hour and a half ago. So that's good news this morning. The 25,000 CFS coming out of the tubes, what's the maximum outflow potentially for release from the tubes?
Well, the most they've ever put out of the tubes is 26,000 on any regular basis. I think the potential is in the 40,000s. But my belief is, and what I've heard and what I've seen in the past, is if they need to go above that, what they'll do is they'll turn the tubes off and then they'll open up and flow the amount they need out of the spillway. And they can regulate that. It raises in inches. So depending on what they need out, say they're running 25 right now, they could run 25 out of the spillway, and they don't like doing that because then they lose the road below that crosses over to the Rocky Ford Trailer Court or Rocky Ford Campground and some things like that.
There is an evacuation advisory issued for those neighborhoods, the Berry Streets, which are just to the east of the radio station. You had made mention of Countryside and the Dix Addition, as well as the Rocky Ford Mobile Home Park. What is the status of that? Do you anticipate a mandatory evacuation at some point?
The only reason we would do that is if the Corps decided to if they couldn't control the level of the lake and it looked like it was going to get to the top and they would raise the spillway gates or switch over to the spillway gates and increase their outflow. Right now, the Corps says from my discussions with them is they believe that. This 25,000 will not do that. I know there's lots of variables out there, so that's why we took our actions last night. We're watching that this morning and should hear from the Corps if there's any change sometime this morning.
I saw that the lake level is about 1135.4, something like that, which means you've got about 7 inches to the top of the gates. Isn't that about right?
That's really close there, 7 inches, yes.
Goodness gracious, that's mesmerizing. I Young man sent us some photographs of what that looks like, and it's you know, if you that's less than the length of my hand. The Kansas River, what is the current status with the Kansas? And also, are you seeing the Blue maintain water within its banks, or is it starting to back up and from the Kansas?
The Kansas is actually down. It's down quite a bit, and the and all the tributaries coming in, the Little Blue, the Vermilion, the Big Blue, all those gauges this morning appear to be and met their crest yesterday and are currently headed back down. I don't know that that means that we've received all those all that water into the lake yet, but those all appear to be moving down, and that's good news.
You have a press conference this morning, and this is once again a press conference, only it's not open to the public. This begins at 11:30, and KMAN will cover this live this morning online and live on the radio and online. Will there be some duplication of the information that you shared Tuesday? What new information do you have to kind of give us a preview of what to expect later this morning?
Well, what we'll do is we'll outline some of the areas that we do see where are affected by that water, and if there's a change in the Kansas River, what that might look like. We're going to talk a little bit about precautions people need to take. You know, don't drive and on flooded roadways. It looks like maybe it's an inch of water, but or 2 inches, but it may be deeper. It doesn't take very much to wash your car away. You know, some of those things, and then we'll talk about those spectators that come out and some of the precautions that they should take. I mean, there's especially the tubes along the river, on some of the bridges, you know, access to the river that is running at 25,000 at the Blue coming out of the dam. So just some precautionary measures that we're looking at. And then if something were to happen, we get news that would indicate some kind of a drastic change, we'd probably either move that up or provide information that we currently have about that.
Any other immediate information you'd like to pass along to the residents of the community this morning, Pat?
No, I just want to make sure people know that if they did want to evacuate, we did go ahead and open the shelter at Crestview Church, and it's 615 Gillespie.
That's the Westview. That's the Westview Church.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Yeah,
that's all right. You got a lot going on.
Well, and actually, we have a church almost the same name as our alternate that we're looking at. So it is pet friendly. So there are some things you can do, and so that would be a way to make sure you're safe, especially if you have special needs, or it's going to take you a while to relocate. So that's why we went ahead and opened that. We appreciate everybody that helped us last night, and we have a great bunch of emergency responders that went around and talked to people last night.
Definitely so, and I experienced a lot of that myself. So, Pat Collins, Riley County Emergency Operations Director, we'll see you at 11:30, and we appreciate your call this morning. And I know that, and you know that you have an open invitation to call in at any time when there is an emergency situation, and we'll share that information with our listeners and the residents of the community here on KMAN.
All right, thank you.
You are entirely welcome, sir. Thank you for the work that you and all those emergency personnel do. It's a lot of details there, gentlemen. A lot of details. So we're moving up on 7 a.m. We're behind on a number of things here. I'm going to go to a quick commercial break instead of going into CBS News. But let's go ahead and do a couple of quick headlines, Nick and Mitch, with you this morning.
Yeah, we'll tell you the latest on that advisory, and we'll also tell you about a Manhattan City commissioner that's seeking re-election in November.
And coming up in sports, Xavier Steen makes his decision on if he's going to return to the to the Cats or head to the NBA.
7 a.m. and News Radio KMAM. Thanks again to Pat Collins. We'll keep you weather apprised and scenario apprised here throughout the morning and the coming days here on KMAN. Good morning.